Welcome to the Agape Podcast, the podcast about Christ's unconditional love, otherwise known as Agape. I'm your host, Liv, and let's get started into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv. And today we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Now, as much as we don't like forgiveness at times, it's actually something that we are commanded to do. And forgiveness is hard. Like, really hard. So we're going to look a little bit more into what the Bible says about forgiveness today. So let's dive right into it. So, the scripture we start with today is, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted and forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." And that's Ephesians 4:32. Now, the reason I started out with this verse is because it basically says that forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And so, because Christ forgave us first, we should also forgive. And so, now, our actual passage today is Matthew 18:21-35. And this is why we should forgive. And it's a parable Jesus taught. So let's get into it. So Matthew 18, and we're starting at verse 21. "Then Peter came to him and asked, 'Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with his servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold along with his wife and his children and everything he owned to pay his debt. But the man fell down before his master and begged, 'Please be patient with me, and I will pay it all.' Then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him and gave him back and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little bit more time. 'Be patient with me, I will pay for it,' he pleaded. But the creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put into prison until the debt he could be paid in full. When some of the other servants had saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, 'Evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. You shouldn't have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you.' And then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured and paid his entire debt. This is what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to give your brothers and sisters in your heart." So these parables were basically just metaphors. Jesus used to help the people get across what he was teaching. And basically, the king was God. And then you had two people. You had a servant who owed debt to the king. And you had a person who owed debt to the servant. And in fact, the servant, the first person who owed debt to the king, actually owed like millions of dollars, while the poor little servant who owed money to the other servant owned less than that. So I just thought that was interesting. But because God has forgiven us, we are called to forgive. Just like how the man who owed money to the king was supposed to forgive because he was forgiven, we should do the same. We should do likewise. Because of his unconditional love, and when you experience that forgiveness, you become a forgiving person. And it doesn't happen immediately, and sometimes we refuse to. Which, I feel like a lot of us are guilty of. It's not easy to forgive. Especially when that person has hurt you tremendously. Another one of the reasons why it is important to forgive is that people will see Christ through you when we forgive others. They will see that, hey, that person, they're really a Christian. Something is different about them. That person, they didn't hold a grudge against me. People will take note of that. Especially versus normal people today. It's kind of like everyone else who normally are just waiting like at a door, like they actually get to see a window into that unconditional love. And so, forgiveness, it can, like, vary on, for some people, it's really easy. Some people, it's not. But it is very important to forgive. And Jesus basically commanded us to forgive right here. So, some find it hard to forgive. And that's mainly because they have a wrong interpretation of forgiveness. So, when you forgive someone, that does not mean you're letting the person come back into your life. Not at all. You can forgive from the heart. If you do not feel safe around that person, that is totally fine. Forgiving from the heart, as hard as that is, if that person really hurts you, when you do this, oftentimes it allows the peace of, allows God's peace to come into your life. And you have that peace that, hey, it's okay. And I think, like, a really great example of that would be Luke 23:34. And it was when Jesus was on the cross and he prayed for his murderers. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so when we forgive those people who wronged us, we reflect Jesus. And they get to experience that agape kind of love. That unconditional love. So, now I'd like to take a moment to share with people who don't know about the ultimate forgiveness. And I talked about it a minute ago, so Jesus died on the cross. And a lot of people don't know why Jesus died on the cross. So basically, Jesus died on the cross for all our sins. Everyone in the world. Even the little kids who have not been born yet. Sin is anything we think, do, or say that goes against God. And God can't be around sin because he's holy. And so the punishment for that is hell, which, please, it's no, it, please don't say you want to. Bible describes it as horrible, so please, please don't even consider that as an option. But, Jesus took on all that sin for us. He came down as a sacrifice for our sins so that we could have a personal relationship with God. So if you would like to accept him into your life, because also he rose again from the grave on the third day, and now it's through him that we are able to have a personal relationship with God when we receive him. You go to heaven, it changes you as a person. And also, you're able to experience that unconditional agape kind of love. So if you would like to receive him into your life, all you gotta do is say a simple prayer like this. So just bow your head, close your eyes, and all you have to do is repeat after me. So just repeat after me. Dear God, I know that I have sinned against you. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, that you were buried, that you were raised to life on the third day. Lord, please come into my heart and cleanse it. Lord, I want you to be Lord over my life. I want to serve you. Lord, thank you for coming to my life and saving me. Pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so happy if you said that prayer. If you did, please tell someone that you know is a Christian, or someone that you know you can trust with that. But for everyone else, thank you for listening to the Agape podcast today. It's getting closer and closer to summer, and so soon we will have our season finale, and I will let y'all guys know when that is. I will have all our social media linked in the description. And remember, when you click on the link tree, you will be able to message me. Or if you need to message me at the Agape podcast, no space, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day or night wherever you are in the world. Bye. You have just listened to the Agape podcast. Thank you for listening. Please check the links in the description for our social media. If you want to message us, just message us at the Agape Podcast, all lowercase, no space, @gmail.com. Thank you.